Hello again from the newsroom at the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Rudolph, the most famous of all of Santa's reindeer, will remain with the red nose after a special flight test revealed that red is still the best color to use in any kind of weather. Joining us from North Pole Flight Command with more information about this unusual test is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, was changing the color of Rudolph's nose ever a serious thing?
I don't think so, Frank. This test was conducted by junior engineers, and it was done as more of a favor for Rudolph than it was anything else. Nobody at Flight Command is backing the idea of any color other than red. In fact, I've been told that red is the standard color option in aviation worldwide, and, well, why would the North Pole ever use anything different?
Then why did this test happen? If the results were known in advance, why do this at all?
Rudolph had been feeling a little less unique, I hear, and he wanted to, I guess, shake things up a bit. I heard rumors in the reindeer barn that maybe Rudolph's hit a little midlife crisis of some sort, which isn't unusual for a reindeer who's now pushing 80.
Is that really all that old for a reindeer, Crash?
Oh, heck no, Frank. Rudolph still has a lot of years and a lot of sleigh miles ahead of him, and you don't have to look any further than his father Donner to know that. I think Rudolph may explore other colors on that famous nose of his in entertainment circles, but it'll remain red for any sleigh flight he's involved with.
Rudolph is an entertainer.
Yeah, he's something of a performance artist, Frank. He does this thing where he can hide in a Christmas tree, and not a person in the room can tell he's in there, Frank. It's kind of creepy.
Wow, Crash. Who knew reindeer could have pursuits outside of flying for Santa? Thanks for all that insight on this unusual story. From the North Pole, where Christmas trees are no place for cats or reindeer, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.